Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest today. We're going to be talking about a couple of news items, or at least one that has been in the news recently. Maybe it has scared you. Maybe it hasn't. It's all about this rabies infestation. What do you think of that?
It's really scary. When I was growing up, I remember my cousins had a raccoon that was infected. They had the raccoon for a while. It was their pet. And one day, the raccoon started acting crazy.
Uh-oh.
And if you know anything about rabies, if an animal is acting crazy, it's probably got rabies. So they had to kill it, and it was very sad for us.
Oh, no. But rabies, of course, is the subject for today. It's a contagious and sometimes fatal disease. Actually, most of the time it's fatal. We usually associate rabies with dogs, but it can be spread by other mammals as well.
Bats have it,
of course. And as you said, raccoons. And as we're going to find out today, we've got this Formosan ferret badger that is spreading this disease like wildfire. So please take precautions, but hopefully you're inside nice and safe as you listen to our article now read one time. The contagious disease rabies has returned to Taiwan after no cases were reported in the country for 54 years. The virus showed up in Formosan ferret badgers this summer, first in central Taiwan and then elsewhere on the island. Residents found a dead infected ferret badger on the road in Taidong County, and then another diseased one was brought home by some pet dogs in Nantou County. Soon, other cases cropped up as more ferret badgers across Taiwan were found to have the fatal disease as well. The initial symptoms of rabies in humans include itching and irritation at the site of infection, followed by a fever. In time, those infected experience muscle spasms in their throat, which affects their ability to breathe and swallow. This is when they start to foam at the mouth, the telltale sign of rabies. If untreated, the person then suffers from hallucinations, convulsions, and eventually death. If a person is scratched or bitten by a wild animal before they go to a hospital, the first step is to wash the wound with soap and water for at least 15 minutes. Then they should apply povidone iodine or a 70% alcohol solution to reduce the risk of infection by the rabies virus. In order to suppress the outbreak, the Centers for Disease Control have begun vaccinating stray dogs and cats lest the disease spread. They have also warned people to avoid contact with wild animals and to report findings of dead animals. In addition, the government is importing rabies vaccines for humans. Free vaccines have been distributed to affected areas, but authorities say they will need more medicine to help inoculate domestic cats and dogs in Taiwan.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. We now know that rabies is a very serious and often fatal disease. It affects animals, especially dogs and little animals like bats who fly around in caves that are kind of scary. You can pass rabies from animal to people by simply biting them. So these animals go a little crazy when they get rabies, and a normally friendly animal, maybe your own pet who's been affected, suddenly will start acting very violently towards you and try to bite you. If you're bitten, you're in trouble. You better make sure you get to the hospital very quickly. This article is about how we haven't had rabies in Taiwan for so long, 54 years without rabies.
Over half a century. Yeah. So rabies has been found. This disease has been found in Taiwan after being absent for 54 years. Here we have the word absence. That is the condition or state in which something or someone is simply not there. They're not where they're supposed to be. Absence. You might be absent from school, for example, if you are sick or something like that. Absent has a T at the end, but absence is the noun. Absent with a T is the adjective.
I could say Johnny has had many absences from school lately. Or I could say Johnny's been absent from school a lot lately.
Wonder why.
Yeah, you could use either the noun form or the adjective form. We're talking about 54 years of absence. So we've been free of this disease for a long time, but now we have to watch out for it. Where did it come from? Well, the virus, which carries this disease, showed up in Formosan ferret badgers this summer. I had a friend tell me that they'd found rabies in a ferret badger the other day, and I went, a ferret badger? What's a ferret badger? I know what a ferret is, and I know what a badger is, but they're separate animals. Well, in Taiwan, you have a special species called the Formosan ferret badger.
Wow, okay. And, of course, these ferret badgers are spreading this contagious disease around, which is a disease that spreads. A ferret badger. My sister had a pet ferret a long time ago. I wouldn't recommend them as pets. They're not very friendly. They're kind of wild sometimes. I noticed a pet store in Taidong selling ferrets many years ago. I think by now they probably got rid of those ferrets because people are afraid that they might be spreading this disease. And, of course, last summer this disease showed up in those creatures, the Formosan ferret badgers. And they appeared first in central Taiwan, which, of course, is where Nanto is, and maybe Jai, Zhonghuan, places like that. And then elsewhere on the island. If you say on the island, that means we're talking about different places on this island, but in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. You always have to say on an island, but in a country. So it's a little confusing. We know prepositions are hard, but try to remember that.
They are extremely hard.
Remember, this is a contagious disease, as Tom said. It means it spread easily. So if something's contagious, it's easily passed from one person or animal to another. It can sometimes be spread by touching, sometimes through blood, sometimes through sneezing. Be careful.
That's pretty dangerous there. So cover your mouth when you sneeze and say Gesundheit when somebody else sneezes. Now, we've got some residents here. They found a dead infected ferret badger on the road in Taidong County. A resident is just someone who lives in a certain place. So these are residents of Taidong. They were walking along the road minding their own business and saw this animal. What is that strange animal lying on the road there? It's dead. It's infected. My goodness, we should contact the authorities. Then another diseased Formosan ferret badger was brought home by some pet dogs in Nanto County. Dogs have a way of doing this for some reason, just like cats sometimes bring dead rats home to show to their masters. Dogs, I guess, bring home Formosan ferret badgers to show to their masters as well. So some dogs down in Nanto did this, and the owners were probably very shocked by that.
Well, soon other cases cropped up, and more of these ferret badgers across Taiwan were found to have the disease as well. When something crops up, it means that it suddenly appears when you don't expect it. Maybe you have a lot of issues at work. You could say problems have been cropping up at work every day lately. We don't know where they're coming from. Well, more of these ferret badgers who have rabies have been found recently.
Right, and they have this fatal disease as well. A disease is fatal when it can kill you, so watch out. Now, how do you tell if somebody has rabies or if they have a certain disease? You look for the symptoms. Symptoms, of course, are signs of a disease. Telltale signs. We're talking about the initial symptoms here. Initial means what happens at the very beginning. The initial symptoms, what you could expect to see from somebody who has just caught the disease. And these symptoms include itching and irritation at the site of infection. And later on, the person will get a fever.
Mm-hmm. Some symptoms of a cold might be your nose running, a lot of sneezing, maybe your body aches as well. Well, these are the symptoms of rabies. So if you start itching a lot, you better be careful. Also, irritation. If something's irritated, and that's the adjective form of the noun irritation, it means some part of your body is sore or painful. And it's uncomfortable, and sometimes just scratching it will make it feel better. Well, you're going to itch and feel irritation at the site of infection. Wherever you were bit or bitten by a dog, perhaps, that's the site of infection. Infection is the name of the disease. So you get an infection, which causes that disease to enter your body. So you could have an ear infection, a bacterial infection, a viral infection. This is a virus, so rabies is a virus that's being spread.
Yeah, so if you get bitten by a dog with rabies, you'll have itching, at the place where the dog bit you. You also have irritation, inflammation, swelling, and stuff like that. And, of course, where the dog bit you is the site of infection. And fever, of course, is when you get all hot and stuff like that, and you get the chills, and maybe you're going to have some other problems as well. And in time, over time, as time passes, those people infected experience other symptoms, such as muscle spasms, which means your muscles suddenly jerk. They suddenly move suddenly without explanation. These muscle spasms will be in their throat, which is where your voice comes from, where your vocal cords are, your throat down there. Sometimes you can get a sore throat, for example. And if you have a sore throat, you might talk like this. So in this case, you get those muscle spasms in the throat. And, of course, that will affect your ability to breathe and to also swallow.
Because a spasm is sort of your muscle suddenly tightening. And there's just no control over it. It's very tight, so I can see how it would be hard to breathe and swallow. Well, this is when it gets scary. You might start to foam at the mouth. Foam is those small bubbles that we see if we pour a glass of root beer for ourselves, or maybe even beer. Beer has foam on it.
Cappuccino has foam.
Cappuccino has foam.
Latte.
On it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of bubbles together that looks kind of white. Well, people or animals will start to foam at the mouth. Foam will come out of their mouths, and if you see that foam, it's a telltale sign of rabies. Telltale is always used before a noun. It means that something does exist or something has definitely occurred.
Absolutely. So that's a sure sign of rabies. If someone's foaming at the mouth, my goodness, you better send that person to the hospital right away. And if untreated, if you don't send the person to a doctor and get some medication, the person then suffers from other problems such as hallucinations. A hallucination is when you start seeing things that aren't there. Convulsions, that's also sudden involuntary movements of the body to a certain extent, sudden, violent, irregular movements of your arms or your legs and stuff like that. And then also the worst thing that can happen to you, of course, is death.
This is all very serious and very scary sounding.
Doesn't sound like it's a lot of fun to get rabies, does
it?
No,
it sounds like a painful way to go. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to help you understand how to protect yourself. That's really important, so stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要来看的主题是狂犬病，在英文里面它叫做 rabies。我们来看一下文章的第一个句子。The contagious disease rabies has returned to Taiwan after no cases were reported in the country for 54 years. 在这里我们用了一个形容词 contagious, 就是指有传染性的。所以如果是一个具有高度传染性的疾病，英文就叫做 a highly contagious disease。那么类似的用法像是 infectious, 也是指传染的。那如果我们说 his smile is contagious, 代表着就是他的微笑很具有感染力。回到这里的文章，事实上具有传染性的狂犬病在台湾已经有54年没有病例传出来，但是在最近感觉它似乎又卷土重来了。文章的第一段中间提到 Residents found a dead infected ferret badger on the road in Taidong County, and then another diseased one was brought home by some pet dogs in Nantou County. 在这里提到一些案例，台东县的居民发现了一个被感染而死亡的幼患，而且在南投县也发生了这样子类似的情形。而我们来看一下 residents 指的就是指居民的意思，这里用了一个 infected 代表是感染的意思，它的动词 infect 其实就是由使人感染，所以人感染了什么样的疾病，我们就可以搭配 be infected with。举例来说 ,the residents were infected with malaria, 指的就是那些居民染上了疟疾。接着我们来看一下第二段的第一个句子。 The initial symptoms of rabies in humans include itching and irritation at the site of infection, followed by a fever.这里提到如果你感染了狂犬病初期的症状 symptoms 包括会发痒以及感染部位会发炎我们先来看一下 irritation 这个名词它在医学上用来指的就是发炎的症状其实常用的还有激怒跟恼怒的意思当然就来自于它的动词 irritate 使恼怒的意思举例来说妈妈因为儿子一直问问题而感到恼怒你就可以说 The mother was irritated with her son's questions 而在她感染的部位会产生发炎的状况在这里我们刚刚介绍的动词 infect 它的名词 infection 就代表着是传染跟感染的意思如果我把病传染给人在英文上就可以说 pass on an infection 在第二段的最后一句提到 If untreated, the person then suffers from hallucinations, convulsions, and eventually death 如果没有治疗的话这样子感染的人就会有幻觉然后全身痉挛到最后是死亡这一句的句型在 if 后面省略掉了主词 the person 以及 be 动词 is 把主词 be 动词省略直接剩下一个过去分词来表被动表示后面句子的主词 the person 如果不被治疗的话就会有后面的这些痛苦的症状甚至最后是死亡
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue and talk about rabies here. Hopefully all of you are nice and healthy and haven't had any problems running into wild animals. So remember we talked about some of the symptoms. We've got itching, irritation, we've got a fever, we've got foaming at the mouth. And if you don't treat this disease, you get hallucinations, you get convulsions, and then the big D, you get death there, which you don't want to get. Okay, now if a person is scratched or bitten by a wild animal before they go to a hospital...The first step is to wash the wound with soap and water for at least 15 minutes. And this is pretty serious stuff here. If you're not a trained physician and you're out in the middle of nowhere and somebody says, hey, that raccoon over there just kind of ran up to me and scratched me there, what are we supposed to do? Well, it's going to take maybe about 2 hours to hike off this mountain and get you to a hospital. So what we better do is wash this wound with soap and water for at least 15 minutes. Soap, of course...is the stuff you use when you wash your hands. And a wound is the place where you've been injured.
Yeah, so this is pretty important advice that you want to pay attention to. One of the things I would suggest is if you're going hiking in the near future, take some of these things with you in case there's a problem. One thing that you can do is also to apply some povidone iodine to that wound.This is actually even better than soap and water. This iodine is often put on your hands or feet or anywhere, where you have a wound. It's an open wound to kill any germs on the site. Another thing you can do is if you don't have any of this povidone iodine or good soap with you, you can use some alcohol and pour alcohol onto that wound. You need a 70% alcohol solution.In order to actually kill the germs. A solution here just means a liquid where things have been added to each other. So hopefully you have one of these things with you if you're away from a hospital.
Okay, so hopefully you have access to those kinds of things, that povidone iodine, which is like a brown powder. Hopefully it's available at your local pharmacy.
It is. I've bought it before.
You have. Okay, uh-huh. So you have this experience.
Yeah.
And did you use it for rabies?
Not for rabies, Tom.
What did you use it for?
I cut my finger on a can. Yeah.
So it has more than one use.
Yeah.
And also we've got this 70% alcohol solution, so these things should fix you up pretty well if you happen to be bitten by some...animal that has rabies. Hopefully that won't happen to you. Now, in order to suppress the outbreak, the Centers for Disease Control have begun vaccinating stray dogs and cats, lest the disease spread. So here they want to suppress the outbreak. Suppress here means to stop it from going any further, to impede its progress, to stop it, to get in its way. This is an outbreak. Anytime there's a disease that suddenly happens unexpectedly and lots of people get this and everybody's afraid, we refer to that as an outbreak.
We also use outbreak to talk about a sudden increase in fighting or when a group suddenly breaks into a fight. There's been an outbreak of war. We'll often use it with war as well. So we know in Egypt this past summer there was an outbreak of fighting going on amongst the people. Well, here we're trying to stop or at least slow down the outbreak of this disease. Now, most countries have a special center in the government where they handle these very serious diseases. And the one in Taiwan is called the Center for Disease Control. They have several centers. And they, of course, are very concerned about rabies, and they've begun vaccinating stray dogs and cats. If you vaccinate someone, you give a person or an animal some medicine by using a shot. And you do this to try to prevent infection by a disease. Who are they vaccinating? Well, stray dogs and cats. If you're stray, it just means you don't have a real home. You just wander around. Why do they do that? Well, they want to do it lest the disease spread. Lest means you do this in order to prevent something from happening. So that's one of the measures they're taking, one of the precautions the Centers for Disease Control is doing.
Indeed, they're doing this to stop the disease from spreading. And, hey, they might come to my neighborhood because there's at least 6 or 7 stray cats in my neighborhood that some local women keep feeding every night.
Uh-oh.
So these cats keep flooding into our neighborhood to get that food. And also it might affect the cat village out there in, what is it, Tohodong or whatever it is, where there's all sorts of cats there. So I wonder if they're going to go out there and vaccinate all those stray cats.
Mm.
It seems to me that there aren't as many stray dogs in Taiwan as there used to be. When I first came here, there seemed to be a lot more of them. Now they don't seem to be around so much anymore.
I was here a long time ago, and man, there are stray dogs everywhere, little skinny stray dogs.
Yes, well, they've all been gathered up and eaten by various people, but that's okay. Maybe some people like to eat dog, but we won't get into that right now. But in any case, yes, they're going to go vaccinate those stray cats and dogs, lest the disease spread or to stop the disease from spreading. Now, these Centers for Disease Control have also warned people to avoid contact with wild animals. So, yeah, most people don't really have a lot of contact with wild animals. But, hey, stray dogs and stray cats do count as wild animals, so keep far away from them. And I guess we've got this Formosan ferret badger wandering around Taidong County there. So if you're going down there, watch out for those animals. There are other animals running around too. So yes, avoid contact with those animals. Contact is when you come close to something, you could touch something, you could come in contact with a disease, or, you know, various other things could touch other things, like a meteor could come in contact with the ground.
Well, in addition, the government is importing rabies vaccines for humans. Because Taiwan hadn't had a case of rabies for 54 years, of course, we just didn't have enough vaccine for people here. We didn't expect it. A vaccine is the actual medicine that they use to put into shots and then give to people. So they are bringing some rabies vaccines into the country from other countries that already have a lot of medicine. The United States has cases of rabies quite frequently, so I'm sure they might be getting some vaccines from the states. Free vaccines have been distributed to affected areas. This is the good news. If you distribute something, you pass it around, you give it out. So if you're in some of those areas like Taidong County or Nantou County, you'll be able to get a free vaccine if you go and talk to your government officials.
I think I'm going down to Nantou just to get that shot.
Ooh.
I love getting shots, vaccines, and stuff like that. And these, of course, are affected areas. Areas that have these problems, they are affected, they have this problem. But authorities say they will need more medicine to help inoculate domestic cats and dogs in Taiwan. So these are authorities, people in charge, people in the government, people who work for the Centers for Disease Control. And they say, yeah, we've got these vaccines for wild animals, or people at least, but hey, we've got these domestic cats and dogs, basically pets.
Uh-huh.
Cats, dogs that people keep at home as pets. They are domestic animals. Domestic means having to do with your home, at home. Also, domestic can also refer to like domestic airlines or the domestic airport in Taipei. It's the airport that handles flights within Taiwan, not international ones. And to inoculate is basically the same thing as vaccinate.
Mm-hmm. To inoculate means to give a person or an animal a weakened form of the disease. So they actually give you a little bit of rabies inside your body, but it's very weak, and it helps your body build up resistance against the more powerful version of the virus that you could possibly get if an animal bit you. So that's what it means to inoculate someone. An inoculation is a shot. Now, we could also talk about animals that have been domesticated, as Tom said. These animals have been trained to live with people. They're not used to living in the wild or taking care of themselves. They've been domesticated. So they're actually going to try to give those pets that we have at home shots as well. But first, they're targeting or going after those stray cats and dogs first.
You know, if we had robot cats and dogs, we wouldn't have this problem at all. So come on, technology companies, come out with those mechanical dogs and cats as soon as possible. We'd like to stay healthy. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher and give you an explanation.
我想大家关心的是，万一被抓伤或咬伤的时候该怎么办呢？在第三段的第一句告诉我们 ,If a person is scratched or bitten by a wild animal, before they go to a hospital, the first step is to wash the wound with soap and water for at least 15 minutes.万一你不小心被抓伤，在这里用 scratch 就有抓伤的意思。举例来说 ,he scratched his arm on the point of a nail. 他的手背被钉子的尖端所刮伤，抓伤了。如果不小心被抓伤或者是被咬的话呢，一定要在就医前用肥皂跟清水来清洗你的伤口 ,wound, 最少要15分钟。第四段提到In order to suppress the outbreak, the Centers for Disease Control have begun vaccinating stray dogs and cats, lest the disease spread. 为了要抑制疫情的爆发，在这里我们用名词 outbreak, 用来指的就是战争或者是疾病的爆发。卫生福利部的疾病管制署呢，已经开始为流浪的猫狗来注射疫苗。Lest 在这里当作连接词，解释成为因恐以免这样子的疾病会继续的散播出来。同时我们来看一下最后一句的前半句 Free vaccines have been distributed to affected areas 事实上免费的疫苗也已经分送到受到感染的地区了 Distribute 就是有分配分送的意思所以相关单位表示呢其实大家不需要过度的担忧那么呢但是需要有更多的药剂来为家中饲养的猫狗来施打疫苗。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Please be careful and take precautions. We don't want to hear about any more cases of rabies, especially among humans. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.